Small Acts of Defiance, written by Michelle Wright and read by Anthea Greco. The pre-dawn chill of the pavement leached through the soles of Lucy's feet as she stood in her cotton nightie and gazed at the empty space where her family's house had been. Though her toes and fingers were numb, there was a heavy throbbing in both her palms. She looked down and saw the blood dripping from her fingertips, splashing on the tops of her bare feet, running down between her toes. She pushed her palms against her thighs, clenching wads of fabric in her fists, and searched among her shattered thoughts. Gradually, the images took shape. The breaking glass, the jagged shards, crawling through the window of her burning bedroom. On the footpath a few yards away, her mother, Yvonne, stood wrapped in a blanket, mumbling softly to herself, repeating over and over in French,
"Mon Dieu, Alfred. Mon Dieu."
Lucy went to her side and put an arm around her waist. Yvonne shuddered, then was quiet. Lucy gazed back at the fragmented outline of the place she'd called home for the past 16 years. It looked like a pen and ink sketch, just a few straight lines with shades of charcoal gray. A breeze blew through the blackened frame, lifting tiny flakes of ash that fluttered into the street. They settled on her hair and skin, powdery like snow. All was strangely still now after the cacophony of the fight to extinguish the blaze, water, shouts, bells, and then the silence that came with the stretcher bearers. Like those she'd seen in her father's sketches from the Great War, white sheets draped over frozen bodies, stiff arms grasping at the air. Lucy shut her eyes tight against the image of her father's body being carried down the gravel path. From the gathered crowd, she'd heard the muffled question, "How could this have happened?" But when Lucy pictured her father's face that day last September, she knew the real question was, how could it have not? And though she tried not to hear it, there was another question ringing in her head. Had he meant to kill her and Yvonne as well?